Hi, I'm Naomi, and I'm glad you're here. This podcast is here to inspire you to action. We'll look at the mindsets that are no longer serving you and do the work to flip the script so you can move boldly forward in what you desire to do. Hey friends, it's Naomi coming back at you. I think this is week 4 of me showing up to do a podcast. Pretty big thing when I am a person that lets my energy go where it wants to flow, but really working on, consistency and showing up. So here I am again. Today I wanted to talk about being where you are when you don't want to be where you are. I feel like all of us have experienced this at one time or another. And if you haven't yet, I believe that you will at some point. I think that's just part of being human because we're always in transition. We're either at the beginning of a transition, in the middle of a transition, or at the end of a transition. And so just knowing that's kind of the cycles of life, we're going to find ourselves in a place that we don't want to be. And when I say a place, it could be a place. It could be like a physical place. It could be maybe a job that you don't want to be in, a relationship that you don't want to be in, a life situation, COVID, it could be anything. And so knowing that there are going to be times in your life when you're just not enjoying where you're at, I think it's something to talk about and figure out how we can change that time that we're, in a place that we don't want to be, how we can change it for the better. Like if we're having a hard mental time there or physical time or whatever. So I've been here more than once because I have had a lot of transitions, some major, not so major, moving to a new country, moving to new cities, new jobs, all those are transitions. And so I've had to kind of figure out how to manage during those times because I am somebody that wants to make the most of my time, live life as much to the full as I can. And I know that like not every day is going to be hunky-dory, but I also know that if I don't change something, then I'll be sitting in that place longer than I want to be. And I don't want to waste my days. And so, sometimes I do have to fight to find the joy in those days. But there have been a few things that have helped me along the way with these transitions. So I just thought I would talk those through with you and hope that they can help if you are in a similar season. So the first one is holding the vision, but trusting the process. So knowing that, getting back to your why or your purpose, knowing that can help you hold on during this slog of the slow days. So if you're losing focus of the big picture, I recommend, and I do this as well, getting back to the big picture. Like, why am I doing what I'm doing day in and day out, right? Because we know that the little steps add up to the big picture. And so if we don't have a clear why, then it can feel like you're wandering aimlessly. And I think it is hard then to focus on how to find joy in your days and how to reframe things and such like that. So, knowing your why, coming back to that when you're feeling low or uncertain or unsettled can help you to keep going. So that's one thing that I try to do. Another one I try to do is like just feel the feels, but then also dig deep into why I'm having these feelings and what they're trying to tell me. So if you don't know something, it's a great time to evaluate and see what you can learn from it. So one way, well, there's a few ways to do this. Journaling, talking it out, just sitting quietly and see what comes to you. All these things can help you figure out why you're feeling what you're feeling. Sometimes that's because of the expectations that you're putting on yourself. Sometimes it'll reveal that you maybe are veering off of the track that you should be. Like it'll give you direction. And then once you know what the feelings are telling you, you can do something about that. So like if you're feeling unfulfilled, then you can look at the expectations. Why are you feeling unfulfilled? You know, do you have an expectation of this time that isn't reasonable or legit or, you know, what it should be at this time? Or can you look at the bigger picture and see that this time is what it is and you're using it the best that you can to get to where you want to go? So I think being patient with yourself, trying to figure out these feelings and what they're revealing is important. Like we all have the choice to bury them and to not think about them because it does take a lot of energy. And that's fine. Like if we need to, you know, find a better space and place to figure this stuff out, like that's cool. But don't wait too long to figure it out because they will keep coming up until you deal with it. From my experience anyway. Maybe some people can get away with it, but I can't. So, yeah. So I would just encourage you to be patient as you go through the process. And then another thing that I like to do to, like, if I'm in it, like, my headspace is just like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. What's the point? I think, and I know, it goes back to being thankful, grateful for where you're at. Because there, even if we think it's the worst situation, there always is something to be grateful for. And so looking at what the positives are, and making a list of those, seeing what, you know, like visually seeing it, not just like thinking it, but visually seeing all the good things that you do have in your life right now. And some seasons it takes a lot more digging than others to get to that, but it is there for you to see. And so if we're sitting in the woe is me, the negative thought thing, then it is hard to see the possibility. And we know that if we're not seeing the possibility, then it's hard for us to take action of moving forward to where we do want to go and what we do want to be accomplishing. So that negative energy, the negative mindsets, the not so good isn't helping us at all. So if we're living in gratitude, if we're living in thinking positive, then it does move us forward because we do see the hope of those small little steps that we can take to get to where we want to go. So it does build up. And so let's not waste our time. Like if you need a day or two of just blah, that's fine. But if it's getting to be week after week, then that is something to look to. And a lot of times when we are in that thing, it's hard to get out of it on our own. So reach out to the people in your life that can help you through this. Sometimes it's uncomfortable to say that to the people that you love, you know, because sometimes we see that as a sign of weakness when we can't, you know, get it together. But we are all there at some point or another. So don't let that stop you from reaching out. If you don't feel comfortable talking to somebody close to you, I'm always here for you. I am here to support, encourage you to where you want to get to. And so if you need to get out of that mindset or to just take a step to flip it, you know, change the direction, do it because you are worth it and such. So, you have the power to choose, and I hope and pray that you're choosing wisely. I also pray that for myself, because when we're each showing up and doing our thing, it makes the world a more beautiful place. So, those are my thoughts for today. Have a good one. Bye. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Creative Purpose, or visit my website at acreativepurpose.com. Until next time, do your thing to serve the world.